The Lord's afforded us to be here tonight, and I would ask sincerely for your prayers.
Help him, Lord Jesus.
That the Lord would help us tonight, that I could say what he wants said,
yes,
the way he wants
please
it said.
Yes.
And, please the Lord. I hope you can hear the way he wants you to hear.
Tonight. Yes, amen.
It's important to hear.
Yes.
That every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath.
Amen.
It is Jesus. One place said, let these sayings sink down in your ears.
Amen.
He said to the disciples after he gave the understanding of two parables, he said, he that hath an ear, let him hear.
Amen.
And then John looked at seven churches and said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Yes.
So it's important to hear.
Isn't yes, it is.
Amen.
Of course, I think he's talking more than just with physical ears.
Sure.
Talking about to hear with the ears of the soul, the ears of the heart.
Amen.
And so amen. I trust the inward man can hear tonight
amen.
What the word of the Lord says.
Yes, amen.
Well, faith does come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
A lot of people hear the word of God, never hear God in the word.
Amen.
That's the difference.
Amen.
So I trust tonight you can hear God speak through his word tonight. Of course, he does that in the person of the Holy Ghost. I'm grateful for that tonight.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'd like to preach to you tonight, talk to you. I don't know, not preaching, but I'd like to talk to you tonight about a man by the name of Nicodemus.
Hallelujah.
A man by the name of Nicodemus.
Praise God.
And we find Nicodemus introduced to us in John chapter 3.
Amen.
And in verses 1 through verses 21, we find the conversation between Nicodemus and the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And so, first of all, when the Bible speaks to us about Nicodemus, it describes him as a Pharisee. Nicodemus is a Pharisee.
Yes.
Now, of course, you know that the Jews and their religion had different groups, and there were Pharisees, were most familiar, and Sadducees. And so here was Nicodemus, a Pharisee. And the Bible says, talks to us about other people that in the scriptures that were Pharisees. It was Simon that was a Pharisee that invited Jesus to a supper.
Yes.
Which is very unusual for a Pharisee to want Jesus to come. And of course, Simon was critical of the woman that came to Jesus and
yes.
began to wash his feet
Amen.
With her tears and dry them with the hairs of her head. Because he said of Jesus, if Jesus really was a true prophet, like some claim that he is, he would have known this woman.
Yeah.
He would have known that she was a sinner. And based on how he felt and the Pharisees as a whole, he would not have anything to do with this woman. That was one of the things that the Pharisees did was they simply separated themselves
yes.
from the common folk.
Amen.
They felt superiority to the common people because they felt like they kept the law more closely or closely than did the common people. So here is this Pharisee. Saul of Tarsus was a Pharisee.
Yes, sir.
Described himself in the book of Philippians as a Hebrew of the Hebrews of the tribe of Benjamin. And he said concerning the law, a Pharisee.
Amen.
Of course, zealousness. He said, I persecuted the church. Somehow in his ideology, in his understanding of the law and his purpose and the fulfillment of the Pharisees, it was right for him and them to do away with this group that came along that were followers of Christ
Amen.
And were known as Christians, our believers, our followers, our disciples, of Christ. That's what he's saying. And of course, all of that comes from religion. So Nicodemus is a Pharisee. Could we safely say that being a Pharisee, that put him as a religious man?
Amen.
He's religious.
Sure.
That is, my friend, he has the ideas of what he must do and others should do about, my friend, pleasing God. Let me say this tonight. Man is religious by nature.
Sure.
Yes.
Amen.
Cain was religious.
Sure.
Adam and Eve were religious. That's why they sewed, my friend, fig leaves together and made aprons.
Amen.
Man is religious by nature.
Amen.
So that is Nicodemus. Not only does the Bible tell us he's a Pharisee, but the Bible says he's a ruler of the Jews.
Yeah.
Not just a Pharisee, but he is in a position or a place of authority.
Amen.
That is Nicodemus.
Yes.
Jesus said of him, way down in verse 11 of that chapter, or verse 10 it is, of this third chapter of the Gospel of John, Jesus said, you're a master in Israel.
Right.
You're not just a ruler. You're not just one in authority. You're a master. You're a teacher.
Amen.
You're one that knows enough to tell others what they need to do or what they do not need to do.
Amen.
That is who this Nicodemus was. And so, based on that, you would think that he had everything together. You would think that, my friend, he understood the complexities of life, that he understood about God, that he had what he needed in his life. But the Bible says that he comes to Jesus by night.
Amen.
He has a desire to see Jesus.
Amen.
He has a desire to talk with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I think, first of all, it's because he realizes that his religion has left an emptiness inside of him.
Amen. Amen.
His religion has left an emptiness inside of him.
Come on.
Now, I think sometimes, especially us Baptists, independent, my friend, more especially, all, but I think more especially, when we talk of folks being religious or, my friend, having religion and yet being empty, we would think of, you know, Jehovah's Witness, we would think of Mormons, we would think of Catholicism, and we would probably think of those that, you know, are the health and wealth, the charismatic movement, we would think of all of that. And yet, I say to you, I wonder how prevalent it is among those that name the name of Baptist tonight. Religious. And it is a religious system that we have developed. It is a religious system that we have. And it's easy to get in. It's easy to become a part of it. You can be raised in it. You can, my friend, marry and become a part of it. My friend, because of your mate, you can come and become part of the system.
Sure.
I think that's where Nicodemus was. He was part of the system.
Sure.
And the Bible says that, my friend, that he has a desire, though, to see Jesus. I believe it's because he's realized the emptiness inside of
him.
You see, religion does not fill the gap, the void, the place that Christ fills. Amen. Does not. And all the ideology, all the crossing of the T's and the dotting of the I's, and the going through the form and the ritual does not satisfy, my friend, what's inside the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl.
Yes, yes.
Amen. We're born void and empty, my friend, dead in trespasses and sins. We're born empty of that relationship and fellowship and communion that Adam first had with God that he destroyed and lost when he and Eve sinned in the garden, and then death passed on all of us, for all have sinned tonight.
Amen.
Amen. We all have the sentence of death, spiritual death, cut off from the life of God, alienated, my friend, from the life of God.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Oh, strangers. Paul put it to the church at Ephesus, to those of the circumcision, strangers and aliens, my friend, from the commonwealth of Israel, and without God and no hope in the world that is on the other side of the cross.
Amen.
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 Oh, my.
Amen.
And then here comes Nicodemus, who is a ruler of the Jews, who's supposed to have the answers, But yet, I feel living that law and understanding all of that has still left him about being empty and void.
Amen.
Whether it's religion that leaves you empty or whether it's sin.
Amen.
I think about him having desire to see Jesus.
Yes, sir.
God had to no doubt place that desire.
Yes,
man, by his inherent nature, does not seek God.
Right.
He seeks religion.
Amen.
He doesn't seek God.
Amen.
He seeks self-justification.
Yeah.
He seeks self-righteousness,
yeah.
But he doesn't seek favor of God.
Amen.
No, he runs from God.
Amen.
Ever since Adam hid in the house of trees in the garden, man's always hid and still does tonight.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Amen.
He goes the other way. God didn't leave man. Man left God.
Amen.
And still goes the other way. And if God did not seek us out,
amen.
If God did not come looking for us,
amen.
We could never come go looking for God.
Amen.
Amen. He has to place that desire inside of us.
Amen.
So here's the desire. That was an entity. And regardless of what you, if you're religious, I don't know tonight about you, but I wonder tonight, here's Nicodemus, he's religious, but he's empty. It is in Luke 19 that Zacchaeus is that publican. Amen.
Yep.
And there's nobody more despised in Israel than a publican.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Nobody thought more less of and more against than this publican by the name of Zacchaeus, my friend. And yet, though he has a wealth and riches, and Nicodemus has religion, they both feel a need to see
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You see, it'll take more than ideology, and it'll take more than materialism to satisfy the emptiness that's inside of all of us.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. When you're all by yourself, when nobody's around, when nobody's looking, when nobody's seeing, when you're not performing to anybody, when you're not putting on God, when you're just—it's just you.
Right.
In the still of the night, when there's no wife or husband, our children, our parents, our friend to talk to. Amen. How is it with you?
That's
what's inside of you?
Amen.
And how will it be when you press the dying pillow?
Right.
Amen.
Right. Mercy.
And so Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. Amen. Though he's the most hated in Israel, Nicodemus is probably the most revered.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, right.
Because everybody's saying, well, you know, we need to be like him. Jesus even said, do as they say, but don't do as they do.
Right.
Because they say and do not.
Right.
Amen. So their words carry a lot of weight, and yet Zacchaeus was hated. How about both of them needing to see Jesus?
Amen.
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 Have you seen Jesus tonight? Do you need to see Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh my. You know, there was a day when you say, well, are you a Christian? Well, I go to such and such church.
Sure.
And it has nothing to do with it.
Amen.
I mean, I understand I made a broad statement there. Can I say, you can be at church and still not know Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And you can know all the doctrines and embrace the doctrines of the particular place that you attend and even fight for them. And yet, my friend, be empty inside because all you have is that knowledge, that church knowledge, that religious knowledge, like Nicodemus had.
Yes.
Bless
you. Amen.
Lord, amen.
Religion. And so here he is. And so the Bible says he has a desire, and so he comes to Jesus. The Bible says he comes by night. I think he comes by night for fear of the other Pharisees.
Yeah.
I think he comes by night because he does not want to be talked or ridiculed. And of course,
amen.
Some of the Jews were put out of the synagogue when they embraced Jesus,
that's right.
Or said yes to Jesus.
Come on. Yeah.
So he feared that. He feared what the other Pharisees had to say. But he had such a intense desire that he came even after dark.
Amen.
He came even at night and said, I've got to see him. I
amen.
Need to see him. I
amen.
Want to talk to him.
Amen.
I've got some questions I've been wondering about. I've got some things that
yes.
I'm wondering, can he help me with?
Yes, he can.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
So he shows up at night, and he does like the Pharisees normally do. He says, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. I think there is some legitimate honesty about him, but I also know that he's so ingrained with that Phariseeism that he has to flatter.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And really, if we'll be honest tonight, much of what goes on in Christendom and in the church and amongst the so-called believers tonight is flattering.
Amen.
And one reason we come to church is, my friend, to be flattered.
God help us.
Right.
Lord have mercy.
Pat it on the back.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And are you listening to me? And I don't mean we should be ugly and mean to people. That's not. And see how many we can drive off. That's not what I'm talking about tonight. But I'm telling you, my friend, there are those that want to be flattered, those that do flatter, and it's become a part of our religious system,
amen,
our baptistic.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Yes,
right. Oh,
amen.
Thank God. We want to look the other way when it's sinful, when it's wrong, when things are not right. My friend, and just flatter. My friend, because we've got to have the number. We've got to have the nickels. We've got to have the noses.
Lord, amen.
Oh,
amen.
And so if there's no other way, we'll do it with flattery.
Great God.
And flattery has become a part of us.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And we flattered one another until we built up such pride in our own lives tonight.
Yes.
It's with our head.
Amen.
Oh, my. Thank God. Give the pastor honor. Give the evangelist honor.
Yes.
Give the missionary honor.
Yes, sure.
Give the preacher honor.
Sure.
But don't keep flattering him to the point.
How
he has to go and pray. How he get that stupid stuff out of his head.
Yes.
When he knows that he's not. How what everybody thinks he is anyhow.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Right.
Oh my.
That's right.
God help us. It is true. It's the flattery. He says, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God. No man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. He not only, my friend, realizes his own emptiness, he recognizes there is something heavenly, there is something great about Christ.
Right, sure.
Amen.
Sure.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Something about, we know, how he said, we know that no man can do the miracles. No man can teach like you're teaching and do the miracles except God be with him.
Amen.
He's not embraced him fully. He's not embraced him wholly. But he has recognized there's something unique about him, something special about him, something different about him, something God given about him.
Right.
Have you come to that understanding about Christ tonight? He did. He recognized there was something about him. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my. And then he gets a real awakening because Christ does not do like he's been used to the other Pharisees and the other Jews treating him. Thank God by saying, oh, thank you, Nicodemus. I appreciate those kind words. And you're not such a bad fellow yourself. I'm honored that you would come to me at night like this and talk with me. I know he looks at him and he says to him right off of the bat, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He read his heart. He knew his intents. And he said to him, you're interested in the kingdom of God. You're interested in seeing the kingdom of God. You're wondering, hey God, who's going to usher in? I'll bring in the kingdom of God. And what's taken place lately with John the Baptist and now with me has got your curiosity piqued to the point that you're wondering, is it about to come? Is the kingdom of God about to be shown? And I'm telling you, Nicodemus, hey God, verily, except you're born again, you can't see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
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 You cannot see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
By the way, my friend, the kingdom of God, my friend, was Jesus said, does not come by observation.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Jesus said it's within you.
That's right.
Amen.
And you can't see it till your spiritual eyes are open. You can't see it till you're born again.
Amen. Yes, sir.
What is the kingdom of God? Paul declared it's not meat and drink.
That's right.
But it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. It's not in word, but it is in power.
Yeah.
You must be born again. That's what he said to him right off the bat. He didn't pull any punches with him. He didn't talk about other things. And my friend, he got right to where Nicodemus was and said, "What you mean, Nicodemus, though you're a ruler, though you're a teacher, though you're religious, what you need is the new birth, born again."
Amen.
Nicodemus said, "Now, I'm having problems understanding your vocabulary here and your meaning. How can a man, when he's old and in his mother's womb, and be born again? How can that be done? That's an impossibility."
Right.
And Jesus said, that is born of the flesh is flesh.
Right.
And that is born of the spirit is spirit.
Amen.
But I say unto you, you must be born again.
Amen.
It's not a fleshly birth you need.
Right.
It's a spiritual birth.
Amen.
It is the rebirth of your spirit.
Amen.
Adam died. He died the day he ate the fruit, I think, and didn't begin to die physically, died spiritually. But he didn't die emotionally. He didn't die mentally. He did not die intellectually. He didn't die socially. He died spiritually. And that's what needs to be resurrected or regenerated, is the spirit of man. Amen. Are you listening to me? And the only thing, only one that can do that is the Spirit of God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin.
Amen.
Brother Mitchell used to say it this way. I know what the sinner does. What God does for the sinner when he saves the sinner. Amen. Hey, God is the first. He circumcises or cut loose the old man, the outward man from the inward man. Saves the soul. Regenerates the spirit. Rules the body dead. Hey, God. Amen. I thank God that I gives it back to the individual, the body, and says, "Now you let I rule it dead. You reckon it to be dead, and present it back to me as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service."
Amen.
Oh my! And so, what you need, what we need, what I need, what everybody needs, it's a rebirth of our spirit.
Yes,
that's what's dead inside of a man, woman, boy, and girl. And that's what the new birth of our friend does, is regenerate that spirit. Amen. Thank God.
Yes.
And he says to him, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit."
Amen.
You'll not be able to tell, Nicodemus, by outward observation. Amen.
Yeah,
right. It's an inward thing.
Amen.
It eventually will come out.
Come on.
But it doesn't start out and work in. It starts in works out. As you see the wind, but you don't know whence it cometh or whither it goes, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And that's not some mysticism that he's talking about. Amen.
Right.
Nor emotionalism. And you and I both know tonight, if we'll admit it. I'm admitting it because I've seen it. And I've experienced it, amen, and raised in it and been around it for all these years. You, as well as I, know that a whole lot of what we have had to go on has been emotionalist.
Sure.
We talk about the charismatic, but I'll tell you, we've had our share.
Amen.
And emotions are the basis feeling, the basis things that the human being can have.
Sure.
Is emotion.
Sure.
And it's where Satan works to reign.
Yes,
is emotions.
Amen.
Amen. And modern and mass evangelism took advantage of that emotions and worked it.
Amen.
To a great.
Amen.
High-pitched fever. And brought a lot of folks in.
Amen.
Based on emotionalism.
Amen. Amen.
And not on a spiritual rebirth.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And emphasize, my friend, the tears, and emphasize, my friend, and the long prayers, and emphasize, my friend, the shout, how in the world, thank God, Jesus said, it's like the wind when it blows. You don't know where since it comes and whether it goes. Right. The Spirit of God does an inward work. That person knows it.
Amen.
That person
Amen.
Cannot deny it.
Amen.
And will not deny it.
Amen.
But it's not necessary. It can have emotion. Emotions can come from there. But it's not based on emotion. It's by grace and through faith.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And so he said, except you're born of the water and of the Spirit, he said, you can't even enter. You can't see it and you can't enter the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Right.
And that's where he leaves Nicodemus with that new birth. Nicodemus says, I still don't understand. How can these things be? He
right.
said, you're a master in Israel and thou knowest not
right.
these things. And he said, if I told you of earthly things and you not believed, what good would it do me to tell you of heavenly things?
Right.
But he went ahead and he said, let me remind you how the new birth or what is the essential or the atom are the nucleus, amen, are the ground zero of the new birth. He said, I'll tell you what it is.
Amen.
Amen. He said, it's having to do with the Son of Man.
Yes, sir.
No man's ever ascended to heaven, but the Son of Man, he was in heaven, but he's come to earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Amen.
I'm telling you, the new birth has to do, is surrounded, or it's all around, or the nucleus of it is about the tree.
Amen.
The cross.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Nothing else.
Amen.
Nothing else.
Amen.
Nothing else.
Amen.
Nothing else.
Praise God.
No adding to it.
Amen.
Nothing else. It's all about the cross.
Amen.
And how were those saved when Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness when they was bitten by the fiery serpent?
Amen.
And were dying of that disease, that venom, when they were bitten, how did they live? When Moses raised up that brazen serpent on the pole, everybody that'd been bitten looked
right.
lived.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's a look of faith.
Hallelujah.
It's
Amen.
A look, thank God.
Amen.
But that's my only plea in my whole heart.
That's,
that's all I've got.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm dying, but oh, if I look to that, it has to do with the tree. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, for he said, thank God, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. But how?
Amen.
Eternal life.
Amen.
That's what
Amen.
Born again is all about.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's Amen. Not speaking in some other tongue. It's not falling out in the fall.
Amen.
I see in some dream. Amen. I'm going to a baptism of you and let somebody sprinkle you or pour you.
Right.
Amen. Or duck you. Amen.
Amen.
It's not shaking somebody's hand or repeating somebody's prayer or following somebody's royal prayer. Are y'all hearing me? It's looking to the tree, to the Son of Man that is lifted up.
Yeah.
And you are between heaven and earth
yeah.
and two columns. Yes. Yes.
Come on.
Hallelujah. And you know this one. How those who believe in it should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
For God sent not His Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved.
Amen.
He that believeth is not condemned. He that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Amen.
And this is the condemnation that has come in the world, that men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil.
Yeah.
For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light.
That's right.
He that cometh the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
Amen.
I'm telling you, Nicodemus, you need to be born again.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Nicodemus, the only way to be born again is you'll have to go further than that law.
Yes.
You will have to get to the end of it.
Yeah.
And Christ is the end of the law.
Amen.
That's right.
You stopped under the law.
That's right.
You stopped under religion. You tried to justify, you other Pharisees have tried to justify yourself by the works of that law that you are under. And it never was meant to give salvation.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I need to slow down.
Preach, brother.
Preach.
Not long, it's about time to go.
No, preach.
Amen. Hallelujah. Therefore, by the means of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my. Wherefore then serveth the law? Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions.
Yes.
Till the seed should come to who the promise was made.
Amen.
It looks like to me God was restraining some of the fallen sons of Adam, specific to the Jewish nation, till the seed could come.
Amen.
And letting everybody else go.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
Wow.
Amen.
That's what I believe. Oh my. To whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by the angels in the hand of a mediator. Now, mediator is not a mediator one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, very righteousness should have been by that law, by the law.
Amen.
But the scripture has concluded all under sin.
Amen.
That the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith, which shall afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ,
right,
that we not be justified by faith.
Right.
But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for you are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To the tree.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer for God is for Israel, that they might be saved, but rather than record, they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
You believe I'm a teacher. You believe I come from God because of a miracle. But Nicodemus, to be born again, you're going to have to believe I'm the Messiah. I'm the Christ. I'm the one that died on the tree. I'm the Son of Man that had to be lifted up for not only the world's sin, not only for the Jewish sin, but yours personally, Nicodemus, your sin.
Amen.
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 Right. Hallelujah.
Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Oh my.
Yes.
For what the law could not do, that it was weak to the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sin in the flesh, and far seeing condemned in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us.
Amen.
Who walk after the flesh.
Yes.
But not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Amen.
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 And Brother Mitchell used to say it this way, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. The Christ knew
them.
And he said, Nicodemus, thank God, you got to look to me. The one that's lifted up as a serpent was lifted up in the wilderness.
Right.
And that will make you born again.
Amen.
That'll regenerate. That'll bring you from death, thank God, of trespasses and sin to life in God, which is in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Right?
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
For you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Amen.
And Christ, who is your life, when he shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory.
Yes.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen. Amen. He said, I'm going to face you with the tree. I'm going to face you with the truth.
Amen.
But he that doeth truth cometh to the light.
Yes.
That his deeds may be manifest that they are wrought in God. You're here at the dark, Nicodemus. Because you don't want your deeds manifest that they're wrought in God. You want them to be wrought by you. But he said, if you come to the light, if you come to the cross, if you come to the Son of Man, amen, the light that lighteth every man that comes into the world.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Christ is the light.
Yes, sir. Yes,
the Lamb was light, and his life was the light.
Amen.
And to come to me, you're going to come with truth.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, sir.
And one thing, this flesh. And I say that, and when I say that, that sort of gives me an excuse. Maybe it gives you one. First, say, well, I thought others. Me. Terry Bates. He wanted to hear truth.
Yeah.
Especially when it's on you.
Yes.
But he that cometh to the light, he that cometh to the light, he that doeth truth, he comes to the light that his deeds may be manifest that they are wrought in God.
That's
it. And lay over time.
Preach, bro.
Preach.
Amen. Face him with the truth. Now it's up to Nicodemus to respond to that truth. It's up to Nicodemus to come to the light with that truth that Christ has given him. It's up to you to come to that light.
Amen.
When the truth has been revealed.
Amen.
Boy. Amen. I wonder what truth God has spoken to you about tonight. If he has any way, would you be honest with him tonight? Let's all stand.
God have mercy on us. If you need to pray tonight, would you come? You're unsaved, would you come? If you know not the light of God's love, you don't have new life, would you come? Lord, have mercy. God, shine the spotlight of his word on something in your life tonight. Would you get honest with the Lord? God, help us.
Beyond the portals of time, there's a beautiful land, a world of God's glory unfurled. And by the grace of God, I someday will call it my home. I never miss heaven, for for me and my house. We will serve the Lord, though things of earth may try to allure. For the smile of God means much more than sin's brief glittering days. I never miss heaven for the world. I never miss seeing Jesus. I never miss seeing loved ones we've known here below. Oh, I would never trade forever for a few days down.